Corey McNeese, an advanced care paramedic at Medivy Health Services West Moose Jaw, has taken the lead job of operations manager in the city following Kyle and Angela Sarita's recent move to Saskatoon. Kyle Sarita is now the general manager for Saskatoon EMS, while Angela remains the manager of Mobile Integrated Health, including the community paramedics in Moose Jaw. McNeese brings many years of paramedicine experience to his new role, including 3 years as a supervisory team lead in Moose Jaw. I initially was a primary care paramedic in various places across southern Saskatchewan. I worked in Pontex, Carlisle, and Assiniboia, as well. I moved to what was then called Moose Jaw and District EMS in 2016 as an advanced care paramedic, and I've been here ever since, McNeese told the Moose Jaw Express. I've also taught out of Sask Polytech in Regina on a casual basis, and worked and instructed for what's called Medivy Health Ed, which is a distance learning platform for advanced care paramedics. In my new role as operations manager and lead contact for Moose Jaw EMS, I look after everything in regards to day-to-day operations, keeping our paramedics up on their education, doing quality assurance to make sure the public is getting the best care possible, monitoring our response times, helping with workflow, facility transfers, and communicating with community partners like our Moose Jaw Police, Moose Jaw Fire Department, Waccamaw Detox, and John Howard Society. McNeese's new position comes amid a period of expansion for Medivy Health Services West. The service, now Saskatchewan's largest private provider of ambulance services, recently acquired the ambulance services in Crestview, Midway, and Shamrock. Medivy's western presence now includes northeastern Alberta, central Alberta, and Saskatchewan, including Saskatoon, Moose Jaw, Yorkton, and the towns of Central Butte, Wadena, Wynard, Rose Valley, and Foam Lake. Their combined operations include 550-plus team members with paramedics and management, and more than 80,000 calls completed on an annual basis across approximately 90 ambulances and other support vehicles. To be honest, it was a lot to learn for my first couple of months, but I think I'm settling in quite well, McNeese said. For the city of Moose Jaw, it's status quo. Nothing significant is changing, it's just a matter of someone else looking after operations in the city. Our team here in Moose Jaw is absolutely amazing, he added. They're a dedicated group who are always looking to be patient-first practitioners. Right now, we're 32, hoping for 35. We have a couple of job postings right now, which is a mixture of primary care paramedics, advanced care paramedics, and community paramedics. Medivy Health Services West in Moose Jaw responds to 15 to 20 calls per day, roughly 6,000 total per year. In addition to 5 ambulances in Moose Jaw, they have an ambulance in Central Butte to provide 24/7 coverage for that district. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyperlocal Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.